Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, we're also visual for all the PrisonPlanet.tv members and subscribers. We are simulcasting in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. It is Sunday, the 26th day of July, 2009, and we have 2 hours laying out before us. Of course, this is always the abbreviated Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. More and more, I realize that huge stories, things of great import, are hidden in plain view. And that goes without saying, because it is hidden in plain view. It's obvious. The question is, do we do something about what is obvious 2 inches in front of our face? Back in April, we saw the incredible government fear-mongering worldwide over the swine flu that turned out to be a genetically engineered, according to top epidemiologists and virologists worldwide, Associated Press, Reuters, BBC, all reporting that, oh, it did come from a lab somewhere. Just like back in 2001, foot and mouth in England came from somewhere, and it turned out the Porton Down bioweapons lab, and it simultaneously popped up at scores of locations from Scotland to Wales. Why did that happen? Why did the government want to go in and kill millions and millions of sheep and cows that weren't even infected? Well, it turned out they released it as some type of live-action drill. The best way to test their system is to actually release something into the environment and then pose as the saviors, further expanding not just federal control in England or the United States or continental Europe, but global control under the World Health Organization. And after the flu fear-mongering of April and May, the government just kind of eased back into the shadows and said, look out, coming up in the fall and winter, we believe it's going to come back and going to cause mega death, going to potentially kill millions. Well, now we are getting into the middle of the summer, July, August, getting close to the fall, and they are just ratcheting up the propaganda, ratcheting up the federalization, ratcheting up discussions of forced inoculations and mass arrest and mass graves. There's a big problem, though. We've seen them building this architecture for martial law and police state in and around biological attacks or naturally occurring biological pandemics for many years. And now we see them when this flu is clearly manufactured, but also clearly not very strong and has only killed a few thousand people maximum worldwide, a few hundred maximum in the U.S. I've got the CDC's numbers here, and they vary. Why then are they so sure it's going to be deadly? Why are they gearing up in this way? We have some really disturbing information, and the more we look at this, it looks like they may be attempting to use the flu pandemic, the level 6 that the UN declared months ago, as a pretext to really bring in their world government and have domestic police state crackdowns worldwide. But even if the pandemic doesn't materialize into mass deaths, as they're saying it will, it gives them the perfect cover for this global federalization, this global government to come out of the shadows. And worldwide, we see key legislation being moved to give banks unlimited power. Worldwide, the flu fear-mongering is being used as a cover to get that done and a bunch of other pieces of the New World Order agenda. So key broadcast coming up live. Call everybody you know. Tell them tune in right now at Infowars.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition, the 26th day of July, 2009. If you're just joining us for the first time, this is a very important radio broadcast. You're about to hear in the next 2 hours, and I would encourage everybody to stop what you're doing and to pay attention and to take notes and to not believe me, to check out the information we're about to cover for yourself. We're not only on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, and the internet, streaming right now at Infowars.com. We're also streaming in live video, living color from here in the studio at PrisonPlanet.tv. And that's good because my crew in here on this Sunday edition is going to be putting up mainstream news articles, government documents during the next 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv for the viewers. But if you're just listening on the radio, as most people are, you can go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And there are several big news articles that we've written, that Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson have written, that are filled with all of the links that go to mainstream news stories, government documents, CDC press conferences, so that you can break down all the facts that we're laying out here for you today. We're also going to have open phones specifically today on the fear-mongering dealing with the swine flu that cropped up in April. And then Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, and others said, get ready for massive deaths in the fall and winter. It's a guarantee, and we're going to forcibly inoculate you, and we're going to federalize everything, and the United Nations is in control of Europe, China, Japan, the United States, Canada, Mexico. Everybody's following the UN's orders from the same sheet of music. So we're going to be breaking that down here today. And the toll-free number, but we're only taking calls, folks, on this subject, because it's very, very important, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 is the toll-free number to call. We are live. Again, it is 4 o'clock and 8 minutes, 45 seconds, 4:08 and 47 seconds, Central Standard Time, ladies and gentlemen, 888-201-2244. We're going to open the phones up right now. That is, open up the phone system so you can call in. Okay, let me just read to you some headlines here, and then I'm going to break down what we're really facing and why I'm so concerned. Because I've been looking at this, I've been studying it for months. We broke a lot of news and information during the staged fear-mongering by the government that we were attacked for, but later, as usual, vindicated on. We told you from State of Texas documents that I received from a city official here in Austin directly into my hand. But of course, we can't give you that source or we'd lose those sources. But I posted the document, the secret document with phone numbers, blacking out the name of who gave it to us, that the state of Texas had a meeting with the feds. This is when we were at level 4. And they said, we're really at level 5, going to level 6 in 96 hours. Under that, we are officially under global martial law, forced inoculation, forced arrest, quarantines, mass graves, all of this could be implemented. And I went on air and I said, this is real. I even called the numbers on the document. I didn't believe the city official that gave it to me. I mean, I knew they were telling the truth, but I didn't. I trusted them, but I verified, as Ronald Reagan would say. I called the numbers. I talked to the state of Texas doctors on the state of Texas health board. And they said, where did you get this? You're not supposed to have it. So I went on air, and we broke that. And then months later, they said, yeah, we were really under level 6, and we're still under level 6, and we may forcibly inoculate, have mass graves in the fall and winter. So late 2009 to 2010. Now, that doesn't mean this is going to happen, but it means the feds are gearing up for it. Still, people were in denial. Now, the last few months, they've been fear-mongering. ABC News, Fox, CNN saying, yes, martial law to keep you safe. Yes, martial law is coming. We're going to forcibly inoculate all Americans. 195 million dosages have already been bought, MSNBC. So let me just go over some facts here. This is a swine flu hoax. Why? Regular flu every year, according to the Centers for Disease Control, kills 37,000 Americans out of 300 million. Why, with, and I've got the latest CDC numbers, why with less than 200 deaths, and that's everybody on this list had had a heart attack, had pneumonia, had had surgeries, had had AIDS. They were all very sick. Babies on ventilators that get it die. I mean, this is weak. Why are they hyping it? Well, let me just go over those facts later. The point is that this is ridiculous. And then I have the fact that Baxter and other big companies a year before this broke out put in a patent for this very RNA sequence for this virus. We're going to go over that evidence. So out of the blue, this thing kills one person and then two people back in April in the U.S., and they act like it's the end of the world, start shutting everything down. Then I said, folks, this is clearly a drill for in the fall when they're trying to pass the banker takeover and all this other hate crimes, hate speech legislation. This is going to be used as a cover. Now they're openly saying that. They're openly saying it's coming in the fall, forced inoculations. Now, I don't know if they're going to get away with this. They tried back in 2002 with the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. They passed that in Congress to forcibly inoculate all Americans. They couldn't get it off the ground because the medical workers and police that were supposed to force us to do this was in the LA Times and Associated Press, big news, wouldn't take the shots. So I guess they think because people are more afraid of flu, they can get this through this time. The question is, why are they doing this? But let me just read you some of the news headlines I've got. Then I'm going to come back and walk through all this. It just makes my head spin. There's so much evidence. This is a hoax. And this could be the big one. You know, they're saying it is the big one with no evidence. I'm saying it could be the big one because they're certainly hyping and massing their forces right now. And if we speak out and expose them, it may kill this program. It may shut them down. So this is life and death. Remember, the White House science czar says he wants to reduce the world's population by over 80%, wants forced abortion, infanticide, and to put drugs and chemicals in the water to sterilize you. And United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 says they would use worldwide engineered flus. Dr. Pianca at UT says they want engineered Ebola to kill you. Remember who runs things, eugenicist. This is official State Department U.S. policy, State Department Memorandum 200. So we're not in Kansas anymore, folks. This, you're living in the middle of a science fiction movie with a bunch of Hitlerian, out-of-control, power-tripping scientists and eugenicists that are trying to train you to accept a police state lockdown in the name of biohazard when they are the very people that once they've got you trained to be locked down that are going to use controlled bioweapons releases to wipe us out. And I know that's scary, but that's just the facts. I've been talking about this for over a decade. Now it's mainstream news. CNN, Fox are reporting it. But like it's a good thing. Well, shouldn't we sterilize everybody? You know, some extremists don't want to be sterilized. Let me just give you some of the headlines right now. MSNBC, swine flu tally halted as school year fears loom. MSNBC, these are just dots I'm throwing out there. We're going to connect them coming up. Swine flu tally halted as school year fears loom. Here's another one. Plans for mass graves confirmed. Government surveying cemetery readiness for flu outbreak. That was April 3rd, 2009, Aaron Dykes. Before the latest flu freakout, we said they're going to use it in the fall. Here is the New York State Department of Cemetery secret document we received, dealing with the mass graves and how they're planning for millions of dead. Now, why is that important? Because the Associated Press today, and this is up on the Drudge Report, not just up on Infowars.com. This is AP. Remember, I got made fun of when I gave you the secret New York documents from our sources with phone numbers. But people don't call the numbers. They just say I'm lying. Here's AP. City plans to use catacombs for swine flu victims. We're going to cover it all, ladies and gentlemen, when we get back. A bunch of other dots I'm going to throw out there. They're planning to forcibly inoculate school children first. Stay with us. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. Your phone calls are coming up after the bottom of the hour news, exclusively on the issue of the flu pandemic. The headline at Infowars.com, a big boil-down story that has links to all these mainstream news articles I'm going to be sourcing, was done by Kurt Nemo this morning. It's flu pandemic, mass graves, and martial law. All the pieces are coming together on this. The government of the United States and the United Nations is saying worldwide that we're under a level 6 pandemic. Now, we told you we were under this back in April, and it turned out that our secret documents were correct, and that was later announced, validated, vindicated again. My whole point is we're not telling you anything here that isn't documented. Now, here's the biggest issue. Here's the big issue, the $64 million question. I want everybody to take notes and listen to me, because there's so much evidence I have a tendency to just go all over the map. But listen to me carefully. Back in January, February, and March, leading into April, there was so much flu preparation and mass grave preparation in Kansas and Arizona and Indiana and Texas and Colorado and Oklahoma and Florida and New York State. I was getting calls from FBI agents that have given us information in the past, from federal marshals, from city managers, from county emergency managers. It was leaking out in mainstream news. Other news publications were getting leaks. Other alternative news organizations were getting leaks. And I went on air and I said, folks, I believe they're going to launch something in the fall. Whether it's a real flu pandemic or not, doesn't matter. They're going to use it as the cover to pass the second banker bailout, to pass the carbon tax, to pass the Clean Water Restoration Act that federalizes the water, all these issues. I went on air on the March 5th show for 4 hours, that weekday show. It's up on the web. You just Google Alex Jones predicts flu outbreak in March, and it'll come up. Video of me in the radio studio breaking it down. And I did it on show after show. And I don't do these kind of things very often. You know, I did this 2 months before 9/11. I said the government's going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Osama bin Laden. I said, call the White House, tell them don't do it. How was I able to do that? Because I saw the preparation right out in the open. But that's another story. The issue is, I went on air and I said, never said it before this, only said it then. I said, I think they're going to play the flu card, whether it's a real pandemic and kills millions of people or whether they just hype it up. And then I was blindsided a month and a half later when exactly what I said started up. And I already saw a lot of preparation before and got a lot of leads and a lot of sources saying, we don't know exactly what's going on, but we're being told get ready for millions of dead Americans and that it's going to happen. And then I had emergency managers on and I had reporters on telling you the same thing. And those are all linked in Kurt Nemo's story, flu pandemic, mass graves, and martial law. Now, I'm not the one saying millions are going to die. It is the government. The issue is, before all this happened, they didn't do this in 99 or 2000 or 2003 or 2005 or 2007. They did this fear-mongering in 1999. And before they did the fear-mongering, they were running around getting all the mass graves ready. And the Daily Newscaster with D.H. Williams, the reporter, reported it, had the local emergency manager from the Indiana County bordering Chicago on, saying get ready for millions dead, harden your police stations for U.S. citizens to attack. Since then, it's mainstream news. The Army's training to take on veterans, youth brigades are. All that's been validated. Mainstream news out of Missouri with the National Guard practicing to take on militias. They're hardening police stations for, quote, the U.S. citizens to attack. What are they getting ready for? They're acting like it's 28 weeks later or something. So we get this when it's secret, then later it all comes out and is confirmed. Suddenly in Tennessee and California and other states, governors say, don't have Army out running checkpoints. Don't have Marines out running checkpoints. I have state reps on saying, yes, the Army's here searching all our cars. We told them no, they won't stop. Then we have photos and video from the local news. Why are they trying to acclimate? What is going on? So all of this is gearing up, and then magically they start hyping a couple deaths in Mexico, a couple deaths in the U.S., always the people that were already compromised immune systems, already on respirators, already on death's doorstep. Then they secretly go to level six. But here's the issue. I told you they were building mass graves all over the country. We gave you video, sources, eyewitnesses. People laughed at us, didn't believe it. Well, you can't do this now. Then we gave you this. I got this from the Division of Cemeteries. I don't want to go into too much more detail. I was sent this from the state of New York. This is a secret document saying this was just one little cemetery. Get ready for hundreds of thousands of dead. Look, it's got phone numbers. You can call the phone numbers. Colleen Kelly, 518-474-1860. You can call Richard D. Fishman, director. We called. They said, you're not supposed to have this. And who is this? And I told them who I was. I confirmed the document was real. Well, here now is the Associated Press today. There's also one out of AFP. Zoom in on this for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, please. If not, you don't have to go to InfoWars to read this. It's on Drudge Report today. City plans to use catacombs for swine flu victims. This is going on all over the world. They're getting ready for this. Why? Regular flu kills 37,000 people. Upwards of 500,000 die every year of the regular flu. What's going to happen in the fall when tens of thousands are dying of the regular flu? If they almost shut America down for a couple deaths, what is going to happen? I'm asking you, what do they know we don't know? Why were they gearing up for this in January and February and March? And then magically in April, they come out and fearmonger like it's the end of the world. I get secret state of Texas documents basically telling them it's the end of the world, telling you we're already at level six. It comes out later. That's confirmed. What is going on here? They clearly knew this was coming. And then I have all these top epidemiologists and virologists on the show months before it's mainstream news telling you this is manufactured, two parts human, of the four parts, two parts human, one part bird, one part swine. Nothing to do with swine flu. That's a cover story. Now you can Google swine flu made in laboratory. Do it right now for him, Hoosh. It'll be CBC, AP, Reuters, BBC. It's a fact. It's manufactured, just like we told you, because it had no pedigree. Regular, normally mutating flus have a pedigree. But see, this one isn't even dangerous. This is a ultra-mild flu. Well, then why are they gearing up for mass graves? Why are they getting ready? City plans to use catacombs for swine flu victims. A city council said Saturday it was considering using underground burial chambers, currently a tourist attraction, to store corpses of swine flu victims. The pandemic worsens. Exeter City Council said the empty 19th century catacombs could become an emergency morgue. A council spokesman. See, that's not just in England, though. I then have out of Colorado, where they say they're getting ready for mass graves and incinerators. Stay with us. So let us hope here that the World Health Organization, run by a bunch of eugenicists at the UN, is just using this man-made flu to fearmonger and hype for drug companies to sell tens of billions of dollars of useless vaccine and to expand their power and control. As bad as that is, it's a lot better than the headline today out of Reuters. Scientists at CDC say that swine flu may be mutating, and normally flus mutate to something less lethal, less effective. because it's very rare for something to, you know, really be deadly. So normally a mutation, it's like rolling the dice, is going to be going to make a flu that's deadly harmless or less harmful. But magically they're saying, oh, looks like it may get more deadly. Better take your shot. And then you look at the history of all of this. Look, I want to go to your phone calls here. It's just that government started making its move in government started hyping this in a big, big, big way before this even showed up on the scene. And then it shows up on the scene and it had killed one person in Texas, in the entire United States, and the media was acting like it was in the end of the world. But not just media, government was coming in and doing this. And then months before, they'd been preparing mass graves and getting counties and cities ready to fight the American people and to secure and armor the police and fire facilities for revolution. So I guess the social engineers knew that the American people were going to be rebelling and resisting the banking takeover, the depression, the recession, the tyranny, the corruption, the looting. And I guess they're going to use flu, whether it is deadly or not, as a cover story to put troops on the streets and lock down America. Because that's where all of this is going. That's what's happening with all of this in the final equation. So it is confirmed they have mass graves all over the United States. It is confirmed in the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News that they have mass graves and incinerators ready. That's mainstream news, linked up on Infowars.com. If you want to find one place to easily find it. Or I can give you here, I can give you the exact headline here. State of Colorado issues executive order asserting its authority to bury victims in mass graves and or cremate bodies under emergency situations. Rocky Mountain News. The state of Colorado could seize antibiotics, cremate disease-ridden corpses, and under extreme circumstances dig mass graves under executive orders in the event of a bioterrorist attack. So they are implementing all of this. And here's AFP getting the mass graves ready. There's that headline. This is in today's news. I mean, what do you say to all of this? And then look at this. Swine flu tally halted as school year fears loom. Officials stop counting cases, focus on possible mutation of new virus, MSNBC. I mean, this thing has killed maybe a few thousand people worldwide. Again, why are they acting like it's the end of the world? What do they know that we don't know? Why were they gearing up before it even appeared on the scene? Why did it come out of nowhere in Mexico on the wrong side of the planet for a flu pandemic to break out in the wrong time of the year? Why is it clearly a manufactured virus? Why is it more made of that? Why isn't it killing a lot of people compared to regular flus, but they're acting like it's the end of the world? Because if they're going to move with some other bioweapon release, or if they know this is going to mutate, or they're going to release some other variant that they know is going to mutate, they need to get all their ducks in a row, and they know that's something they can't do secretly because this is such a widespread movement that makes D-Day look tiny, and so they need to go ahead and fearmonger for an earlier strain as their cover to get all this in place. Or they're just fear-mongering to sell a bunch of vaccines and federalize and globalize everything as the United States and hundreds of other countries admittedly take their orders on how to respond to this from the United Nations. That's why I'm taking phone calls in the next segment and throughout the entire next hour to get your take, your perspective, your view on what you think is going on here and to bring up your points because there are so many. All I know is this is coming out of nowhere. They have been gearing up for this. There is no reason for them to be acting like this with this flu that, according to the CDC, has killed a maximum of 197 people when they stop counting in the United States. And then you go look at those cases. Most of those, it says, were possible And then you go track them back. They'll say, we were wrong. They died of other causes or of a stroke or of another flu. But regardless, what's going to happen when 37,000 people die in the fall and winter during the regular flu season that do every year? If they can get the American people ready to take forced inoculations and lay down all their liberties and freedoms for nothing, for just a couple dead people, what's going to happen when the regular flu hits? Now, that's the next huge issue. And if you haven't heard this, you've been hiding under a rock. Because of time constraints, I'm not going to play Good Morning America and CNN and Fox and Friends and all these programs that we've played the clips here in the last 3 months. You can just Google country preparing for martial law, Fox News for flu, and you'll get Fox News. Or you can type in Good Morning America, forced inoculations. It's all over the news with the head of the CDC and the head of the World Health Organization saying forced inoculations, and they've gotten ready 195 million doses, and that they're going to force all school children to take it. There's no law your kids have got to take Gardasil or flu shots or anything else. They're trying to set the precedent under color of law to order people to take it. And under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act of 2002, 2003, they tried to get 14 million first responders, nurses, doctors, firemen, police, city workers, county workers, to take the smallpox shot, and they wouldn't do it. So they went ahead and just had local drills with them where they don't have to take it, but they drill to force us to take it. And that's the next big issue. Not just, is this a staged bioweapon? We know it was manufactured. Why are they hyping it when it hadn't killed hardly anybody? That's another issue. Why are they getting mass graves ready? Why were they gearing up for this beforehand? Why was Baxter Pharmaceutical filing patent for the exact same swine flu vaccine an entire year before outbreak? There's that headline. The same company, Baxter, that in 18 countries mixed live weaponized bird flu that kills over 90% of people that come in contact with it with vaccines to be shipped out worldwide. Pull that up for people on screen. Then they had a trial with other pharma companies, the police won't say, in Poland, gave a bunch of homeless people a flu shot and it killed them, but they admit it was a bird flu trial. Now, the scientists we've had on think it was other big flu companies, not even Baxter. The police won't say. They just said a secret program with biotech and vaccine companies that killed a bunch of people. Tamiflu developer. Swine flu could have come from bio experiment lab. There is ABC News for you. Put up the headline by the London Telegraph of all the homeless dying after they took the experimental bird flu shot. These bastards mixed up. Look. Here's the bigger issue. Not just who set it up. It's clearly engineered. Why were they getting ready secretly before this stuff showed up in April? Why did they hype it as if it was the end of the world over just a few deaths of kids on ventilators and old people on ventilators? First two people that killed in Texas were on ventilators. They had compromised immune systems. That's not the issue. And folks, I know I'm upset about this, and that's seen as abnormal. You're only supposed to get upset about football games and stuff. But I got three children and a wife and family I love, and I'm sick of this crap. And I know that they forcibly inoculated troops in 1918, and mainstream media admits that's where the deadly swine flu that killed 40 million came. The Spanish flu came from in 1918. And then in 1976, they forcibly injected troops at a U.S. military base that died. Then it spread. They forcibly inoculated a bunch of our citizens, and then it killed them. That's 60 Minutes, not me reporting that. We'll come back and talk about the forced inoculation. Are you going to take the shots? Okay, look, I'm going to go to your phone calls. It's just, I'm very angry. I'm not even a rocket scientist, and I can see secret government documents and mass graves and preparations to harden government buildings against the citizens and to train for gun confiscation, all confirmed. And I can see government using this flu as a cover story to pass their hate crimes legislation to restrict the First Amendment openly. Bills to federalize all water above and below ground, all land in the U.S. Bills to hand over all control of our industries, jobs, houses under the carbon tax. all of this stuff, they're trying to pass it coming up during the fall and winter. And this is the takeover. And even if the flu doesn't kill a bunch of people, which I hope it doesn't, even if it's just a big hoax they're launching, still, it's all premeditated. And it's sick. This is the cover so they can pass the banking takeover of the Federal Reserve, the water bill, all these anti-gun bills, the hate bills, the climate bill. This is the stage crisis. Look at the history of these people running our society. Look at the chemical and biological testing, killing our own troops and foster children and black men with syphilis. Think about what you know. And then go do research and it's 1,000 times worse. Think about how they're now on the news saying they're going to forcibly inoculate every American. And they're going to start all over the country, 12,000 U.S. children to be swine flu vaccine guinea pigs. That's the Daily Oklahoman. Here's one out of MSNBC. U.S. buys 195 million doses of swine flu vaccine. And it says they're testing it ahead of making it mandatory in the fall. That's what level six is, forced inoculations, forced quarantines, lockdowns for a flu that's killed less people than sporting accidents, football accidents in the last year. I mean, it is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. And here's another one. Volunteers needed to test H1N1 vaccine. And then you've got the fact that these flu vaccine tests have been killing a bunch of people. I mean, my God, we have a government that approves the Gardasil shot, and then they try to engage in another hoax saying it's the law to take it because Rick Perry wants to get vaccine immunity for Merck that basically funded the whole Texas legislature. Because when a governor says it's on the list of mandatory vaccines, that is mandatory that they put it on the list, they push, then liability protection kicks in. Merck that gave you Vioxx with the heart attacks and all the other garbage, Merck knows that Gardasil's killed a whole bunch of the girls that take it. And it doesn't even protect you from the papillomavirus. Read the drug insert for Gardasil. It just makes my head spin. So do you think that they're going to get away with, and because they're openly announcing they're going to forcibly inoculate us in the fall. And they'll find a bunch of cowards and hypochondriacs and people that trust whatever this government's shoveling, and they're going to go out there and take the shots. It's just unbelievable. Let's go ahead and take your phone calls. We'll only get to a few in this hour, but we'll take a ton in the next hour. I think I've covered most of the different angles and points here. There's the other headline. Homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. In one test alone, 20-plus homeless died after being given the shot. Experimental secret bird flu trial. Then they had labs testing the Baxter regular vaccine that had weaponized bird flu mixed in. My God, these companies are wicked. And you have the White House science chief calling for world sterilization and for all children to be taken at birth by the CPS and raised in government dormitories? A government policy book he wrote that's being implemented? These people mean business. And the guy he co-wrote it for was one of Bush's science advisors, Ehrlich. Not just John P. Holdren in his book Ecoscience. I mean, you trust these people to do anything? All right, I've made my points. I've said my piece. Let's take your calls. Phil in Florida, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'll try to be quick because I want you and the listeners to be able to hear what I have to share. We had a woman who ran for Congress a couple of times here in Florida who's put together a letter addressed to the school board out where she lives. And I think it's a great model that can be used. A couple of points that she brings out in the letter, the WHO memo of July 13th, stating the vaccines have not been tested, and more importantly, they contain oil-based adjuvants, such as squalene, which was used in the anthrax vaccines.
Yeah, and then people argue squalene isn't bad. It isn't that bad if you ingest a little through your intestines, through your stomach, right, and upper and lower intestine. The issue is that it accelerates autoimmune responses and has been proven in hundreds of government studies to cause the autoimmune swelling in the brain that causes brain damage.
And what she does is she notes these things. She links them just like your writers do for InfoWars and Prison Planet. With the CDC planning assumption documents targeting K through 12 and infants less than 6 months.
No. They've said, and I appreciate your call. Those are good points. They've said that they're going after children and pregnant women, the exact groups that this hurts the worst. Look, let me just recap. They were gearing up for this flu and getting mass graves and federalization and martial law grids ready in the months before they started hyping this non-event in April. Then the non-event happens. They openly announce the UN is running America and every other major nation's response to this, the World Health Organization. Now they're saying get ready for forced inoculations, and that's the other great point. They admit it's an untested, unproven vaccine that is going to be for an earlier version, and this thing's already mutated. Just like Gardasil doesn't even block the papillomavirus. It's absolute crap. It's not even, it's incredible fraud. The whole thing's a hoax. We don't know the specifics of the hoax. We just know the whole thing's a stinking lie. Why are they doing it? We don't know. Clearly is a political cover for all the stuff they're trying to pass. Oh, thank you, Phil. Great points. Yeah, I mean, the vaccine, all the health problems, all the things. I mean, it's just insane. Folks, in 76, they gave millions of Americans the shot and it killed tens of thousands. I could play the whole 60 Minutes piece from the 70s when it killed everybody. I mean, don't you forget the swine flu shots? Steve in Houston. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex. Before I give you my take about this flu, I wanted to give you that quote I didn't get to the other day from The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. This is an exact quote when Dr. or Professor Wells' friend is asking him about his preoccupation with time. This is what he said. "I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth."
Yeah, and no. H.G. Wells was a top eugenicist, and he did predictive programming in his fiction. They are the Morlocks. We are the Eloi, the mindless idiots running around they feed on. He wrote scores of nonfiction, one titled The New World Order, calling for world eugenics, world sterilization. And then now we have a government policy textbook written by the science czar calling for all of this. And the same guys saying they want to kill us want us to take their shot. And they were gearing up for mass graves before this for the flu and had already put in patents for the very swine flu vaccine a year before.
Here's my take on this whole thing, okay? When you consider what you just quoted from his so-called science hour and the fact that he's pushing this so-called health care plan and these so-called government vaccine squads where he wants to enforce his 3 shots per person.
That's right. He's now Dr. Obama. He says you need 3 now.
You said the government's bought up now, 200 million vaccine doses of the
vaccine. That's how much they just made. They're going to get the other 100 million they need. Yeah, they have 195 mil.
Right. So what I believe they're doing is, you know, you pegged it, this thing to start with, it was a hoax as far as the effect they were saying. So,
but that was the smokescreen to get their system in place. Go ahead.
Right. They may be gearing up to release some real epidemic, but I think more importantly, what they're planning on doing is they're trying to scare people into taking what will kill them, which is the vaccines, which, as you pointed out, have live cancer viruses and other things in them.
Absolutely. They admit that over 200 million Americans got cancer from the cancer viruses put in the polio vaccine alone, and every major vaccine line they study has cancer viruses implanted in it that had nothing to do with the manufacturing process. Just like half of corn syrup products have been found to have massive levels of mercury, according to the Washington Post and federal studies. It's all being added. It's eugenics. It's in the official UN documents, official State Department documents, official White House top scientist documents. It's really happening. They're counting on it being so incredibly evil that we can't face it. We must face it. Hour 2, your calls, straight ahead. Stay with us.
brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, you know, I've been ranting and raving and frothing because there's just so many hundreds of points. It's completely obvious, in our face. They're eugenicists, they're hyping flu and other pandemics, as I predicted, that are soft kill, that are very weak, as a pretext to set up their control grids down the line to release more powerful plagues to actually wipe out large numbers, like they've done with HIV as a cover virus for other operations they're launching in Africa. I'm going to recap all this, continue with your calls right now. Let's talk to, is it Nelson is next? Guys, can you hear me? Scott in Minnesota's next. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I am the self-proclaimed Malcolm X of single fathers, and I got a real easy way to wake people up.
Okay, we're talking about flu, but all right.
No, I have the most beautiful baby boy. He's a clone of me, but he's got the most trifling mother in the world. And even she knows not to get the flu shot. I was real worried about it all week, and I finally talked to her.
But see, what they'll do is they'll just kill a bunch of people with a real flu and then hype everybody into taking it, and it may even protect you from the flu, though they admit this vaccine won't. That's the incredible thing. They admit this won't even protect you. Like the last 7 years in a row, the flu shot hasn't even protected people. They didn't even get the mutation right, but people still go out and take it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And can I tell you my story real quick? I woke up about a year ago. And after a few months of Googling this and YouTubing that, I found you on the Internet. I finally met someone that feels the same way. And
all right. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Scott. Get out there and spread the word. Nelson in California. You're on the air, Nelson.
Hello, Alex. The name is Neelan. Anyway, I just had a quick comment about, you know, the oligarchy that really claims to be our government, and the solution. I mean, I personally believe that if Jefferson were alive today, he would be leading an insurrection against this oligarchy to give it back to the people. So I believe the solution to all these problems is insurrection. Thank you.
So are you engaged in insurrection right now?
Of course not.
Well, actually, you are. I mean, you're calling
you're actually right. But I mean, not in the way that they would stereotype it, you know, with violence. But there's plenty of ways to be an insurrectionist, to show dissent without having to be violent. You know, I've done many die-ins in front of the federal building protesting torture, and that's just one of the many ways you can be an insurrectionist without having to wield a gun or any weapon at all. Just your words.
Yeah, for 15 years before the Revolutionary War. 12 to 15, there was a lot of protesting, demonstrating, what you could even call vandalizing government equipment and systems before the big war.
You know, out here in California, you see these kids all day scribbling crap all over everything. And none of it is, you know, liberty or anything. It's just
mindless crap language. That's because the MTV weaponized mind control system got them.
It's the nihilist culture that this oligarchy puts upon us through its corrupt Fourth Estate.
That's right. They want to make us hopeless. They want to make us weak. They want to make us just give up to them. Well, we start winning by not giving up and getting fired up and getting aggressive. And I agree with you.
We've
got to engage in peaceful insurrection against this corrupt, illegitimate crime syndicate.
If Jefferson was alive today, he would be leading our insurrection against these terrible people that want nothing more than to annihilate us all. There's no doubt about it, Alex. Thank you so much for your work. I appreciate it.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Jasper, Daniel, David, Chuck, Teresa, and many others. Sometimes I think I need to expand the show to 3 or 4 hours, because 2 hours, I just get so hyped up. And it's like being in a car, and somebody else is driving, and you know they're going to wreck it. And you know they're headed towards a brick wall, and you're like, please stop, please. Please think for yourself, and then... But it's not just like being in a car that you know is going to slam into a wall and you can't stop it. It's like Groundhog Day. It just happens over and over again. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to briefly recap the special I've been doing on this engineered flu. It's not swine flu. It didn't come from pigs. It's two part human, one part pig, one part bird. Top scientists, we've put the BBC and ABC News headlines up, have told you what we've told you. It's manufactured. I knew that day one because there was no pedigree, no history, no background. Every other natural flu, they can track it back over 50 years. It's different mutations. It's different permutations. Now, months before April, I got on air and said they're building mass graves, they're setting up FEMA camps, they may use flu as a cover for martial law to pass a total Federal Reserve dictatorship. Bills are now introduced to pass a total carbon tax control of every facet of life, just like they passed the income tax in 1913 to dovetail with the Federal Reserve takeover. Now they need the global tax to pay the new global bank. That's not my opinion. That's mainstream news. We're in world government now. And all of this is coming up in the fall. Well, they've got the perfect political cover worldwide as nations get angry at their corrupt governments that are raping and stealing from them to the tune of $23.7 trillion stolen, according to Congress, out of the U.S. Treasury in the last 10 months alone. They need flu. Whether this thing kills a bunch of people or not, they're saying it is, and it's level six and the end of the world. It's a way to put us under UN control, to have everybody trained to be under lockdown and forced inoculation. All this is being announced. Then they admit, oh, by the way, this vaccine doesn't even protect you from the whatever new mutation of it is out there. But they know the public doesn't understand how flu works, how the RNA of these viruses work, how it interacts with the human DNA. They know you don't know that, so they're treating you like you're idiots. I want to ask you, why does the establishment want to set the precedent to put things in our bodies so bad? Why is the school year coming up? They're lying on the news again saying it's the law. You got to take 40-plus shots for your kid. There's no law. Your kid's got to take any of those shots. There is city and state and county policies that the school has a policy, like a policy not to chew gum. There is no law that you can't chew gum in school, or no law you can't have a cell phone in school. It's a policy, and they have a waiver form around the policy under state law in all 50 states and possessions. In fact, people don't believe me. They just, because they can't believe ABC and CBS and NBC and Fox lie. Google for folks, Texas vaccine exemption form. You'll be on the state of Texas health department, city health departments, county health departments. It'll be on screen. Massachusetts, Rhode Island, California, Oregon, Indiana. It doesn't matter. There is no law to take the vaccine. There's some site, vaccineinfo.net. It's got links. Yeah, right there, the blue link. There it is. Affidavit request for exemption for immunizations for reasons of conscience. Anybody can get it. There it is. There is no law. It's a crock. It's a lie. It's a fraud. Just like it's a fraud that this supposed swine flu has killed a bunch of people. Let's believe it's killed 2,000 worldwide and 197 in the U.S. Earlier in the week, I was saying it just killed a few dozen. That number's now up to close to 200. That's nothing. What's going to happen when tens of thousands start dying from regular flu? They're going to hype it. They've got mass tents ready in every city. The army ready in every city. Mass graves ready. I was telling you this 6 months ago. People were laughing at me. When I go, they're building mass graves. They're getting ready for flu. I don't know why. What do they know? We don't know. Oh, shut up. You're a liar. Now it's mainstream news, folks. This is big. I'm telling you, they're gearing up for something big. And if we get the word out, we may be able to back them off. I'm going to take your calls. Jasper, Daniel, David, Chuck, Teresa, and others. Jasper in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I am really starting to get freaked out the way they're hyping this flu again everywhere and saying, oh, just real calmly, we're going to forcibly inject you. No, you're not injecting me, you bastards.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty freaky. There's no other word for it, really.
And it's all, remember, before this was in the news, I was on air saying, get ready. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking, I'm trying to think down the road here and, you know, try to assume different things like whether they got this all planned out, you know, or whether there's surprises, where the surprises are. And I'm trying to see this from the point of view of the real hardcore, the real brainwashed, crazy, crazies of the elites, you know, and what they must be thinking about the future, you know, for their kids.
Well, we know they're thinking they're going to make tens of billions off the vaccine that the government's paying for. And they've got to know it allows the government to grandstand and set up checkpoints and train us all how to line up and be searched. Look, America's, the whole world is going to be like living in an airport. Go ahead.
Don't you think things are kind of small potatoes in the larger scheme of things? I mean, what we're really looking at is like the dawn of human interaction with the elite, right? Like these are our first experiences with them. And in like 100 years, people are going to look back and see these as the defining interaction moments with them. So what happens right now is really important. And the symbolicness of invading the body with a vaccine is a very important symbol. You know, and
setting the precedent that the army sets up checkpoints and the military and the government saves you and the kids get the shots and
So,
I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Jasper. Daniel in California. Daniel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's up, Alex? Hey, I wanted to tell you much love and respect for what you do, man.
Okay, thank you, sir. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about, do you think they would initiate the use of FEMA camps with quarantine excuses, you know, saying that, that this mass flu is causing...
No, they've already said that. Exactly. They build all the FEMA camps, laugh at us as we're pointing them out. Glenn Beck says they don't exist. AP, Reuters, Houston Chronicle admit they do. And then they say the FEMA camps are for the flu outbreak or for the depression. Now they arrest the homeless all over the country from California to New York, make them go to FEMA camps. Again, like I always told you, they were going to set it up where people want to go to the camps. Mobile federal inoculation vans, you know, federal healthcare vans. It's all happening.
Right. Well, they think they can be saved at these camps. You see, I'm in Bakersfield, and we're closest to Mojave here. And, I mean, they've doubled the size of that one in Mojave. And not to mention, we've only had two cases, not even in Bakersfield. They were in, like, Tulare, some little bum, you know, nothing town in the boondocks. And the flu pandemic is there. And it's like, okay, you know, how is this even a pandemic when it's not even in a big city? You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, see, they changed the definition. Previously, pandemic was a certain amount of deaths and the fact that it was spreading cross-border. Now they just say if any run-of-the-mill virus that's super weak, anything, crosses and goes into more than three regions, it's a pandemic. Three regions or six countries. So, it's all about locking airplanes down, arresting people. They're clearly using this as a drill for lockdown and to sell a bunch of vaccines. We better hope that's all it is and not that they're going to release something really deadly.
Right. Hey, and I also had a little treat for you and your guests, if you don't mind. It's a little Alex Jones poem. Let me go ahead and go. It goes, allow me to explain just for starters how the effing world's ran by the New World Order.
Sir, I'm going to have to let you go. I don't even want to start hinting. Just send it to me as a text, and we'll try to get it up on Infowars.com. I really appreciate all the great callers, but when poems start out with a hint of the F-bomb, I'm going to have to shut you down. I myself am going to try to not... This is a family show, okay? And I appreciate your call, sir. Okay, I understand you're sitting back with a big dude hanging out. You're not going to hear it. Whoa, dude. And I like you. Okay, but I was just getting the marijuana vibe there. Okay? And more I realize I'm at war with the marijuana vibe. You guys are can smoke all of it you want, but I'm kind of the opposite. I'm kind of the coffee vibe. And the two don't meet. My God, the problems I have with the marijuana vibe in my life. I tell you what, I've got to hunt down the weed heads and get them the hell out of my life. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All hail and long live the coffee drinkers. Down with the potheads. Folks, I'm joking. You know I love Willie. I'm just joking and having some fun here. And I believe, and you're right, I don't think you should be locked up in prison. I can just tell you were stoned. All right, we'll get serious. Take your calls when we get back. Stay with us. You know, I wanted to come in here today and have a focused transmission, go over all the documents and the evidence. And I did a B-plus job in the first hour. And I'm kind of degenerated into a C-plus right now, maybe a C-minus, because I just can't get over the fact that it's a complete hoax. I have military and police sources that were telling me, get ready for some type of flu behavior coming up in the fall. I start warning people in March. They pull it in April. It's a non-event, and they're getting ready for total world government martial law, planetary forced inoculation. The UN's been caught over and over again spiking vaccines with sterilants and with cancer viruses and HIV. And I mean, I could pull up mainstream articles right now. This isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, Google, United Nations caught sterilizing women. It was in the news last week again. I mean, it's just everywhere. Don't take these people's shots. But I'm afraid my child might die. Hey, fine. You just go ahead and trust the medical establishment. Trust Joseph Mengele. Am I saying there couldn't be good vaccines and vaccines can't give somebody an immunity like for tetanus and things like that? No, vaccines could be great, but a bunch of murdering eugenicists, you know, they brought back over 10,000 Nazi scientists and that they went to work for the vaccine labs and NASA. I was on the set of ESPN with Joe Rogan when he flew me out to UFC 96 or 97, I forget. Great guy, flew me out there, put me up in a hotel, gave me, you know, front row tickets, a whole nine yards. And then I'm backstage with him before it starts taping for ESPN for like the next four or five UFCs coming up. And they're all like, this is secret info you're about to see, the upcoming fights. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Fine. Of course, I did kind of get into UFC then. And it was nice knowing what fights were coming up. But look, that point doesn't matter. I'm behind closed doors and there's the main ESPN reporter for UFC. And we're leaving and we go out of the studio and we're back in the trailers while they're editing pieces because, you know, we're waiting to go eat steaks with Joe. This is the night before the fight. And I'm going, yes, that's the Goddard Space Center. Absolutely. That top Nazi, Wernher von Braun. And the guy was nice. He walks over, he goes, excuse me. You know, and Joe was doing voiceovers in another trailer area. It was the same trailer, but in a voiceover area. He'd left by then. And he goes, excuse me? You're saying Nazis set up NASA? And I went, yeah, it's an absolute fact. He just laughed at me. See, I guess the public thinks I'm making all this up. I'm not making any of it up. Wernher von Braun, head of NASA, Hitler's top Nazi scientist. Goddard, second in command. I can go right down every department, CIA, everything. Run by Nazis. You're taking injections from these people. How am I supposed to sit up here and be calm? I know what I'm talking about, folks. I know what's going on. I do my research. Your life's in danger. Mine's in danger. I wish we could just beat these people. It's actually spooky fighting them. It's spooky getting death threats from them. It's spooky getting army documents that later come out in the Baltimore Sun that the Army's following me around and Ron Paul at events. We have the Army spying on us because it's the Army's job to make sure the New World Order wins. This stuff's real, folks. The Army follows me around to and from work a lot of days. I got guys in high and tight haircuts, special forces following me around. This isn't a game, people. And I want to tell those troops something, too. They'll shoot your mama up with cancer viruses, too, boy. You better wake up and join the American people. If you don't know I'm the good guy and that you're working for the bad guys, you got a major malfunction. The truth is, I've been successful with this radio show because this is real. And everybody else goes through reality and goes through life caring about things that don't matter and not caring about the things that do matter. Well, let me tell you something. Forced inoculation and mass graves matters. And if we don't expose these bastards, they may go with a real bioweapons release and claim it's this stinking flu. Or the real bioweapon may be in the vaccine. That happened in 76. In fact, pull up the 60 Minutes. I want them to see the paralyzed men and women. Maybe we'll play a few minutes of it later. I said I'd take calls. I'm out of control. I just... Every instinct I've got is go to the South Pacific. Go to the South Pacific. Go to the South Pacific. Go live in a shack in the third world somewhere with your family. Folks, I don't enjoy being on the radio. I don't enjoy all this stuff. I mean, there's a few cool fringe benefits being the leader of the, quote, conspiracy movement worldwide. But it isn't a conspiracy movement. It's reality. And the government's a bunch of lying crooks. And the general public's falling apart and mentally ill. I don't like being associated with a conspiracy movement. Half of them are schizophrenics. You know, I mean, look, everything I've said is documented at InfoWars.com. So go there and check it out for yourself. Let's take a few calls. I'm going to blitz calls next segment. Let's talk to Cheryl in France. Cheryl, I'm sorry I didn't see you were calling from France earlier and you've been holding. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Yeah. Hi there, Alex.
Hi.
I just thought I'd give you an update of what I've been reading on the news in France. And evidently, it's not really working over here. There was a poll online at the magazine Figaro, and 78% of the people are not really afraid of this flu, as opposed to 22%.
Yeah, well, the feds will just show us a bunch of dead kids on TV and hype everybody into taking it. But yes, that's the good news. People aren't buying their bull anymore. Obama has dropped, according to Rasmussen, below 50. Go ahead.
Yes, and then there's Dr. Bernard Debray, who is a very well-known professor here, who has made a big announcement. It's been on in all the papers about how the virus is not dangerous. And he said there's only been about 800 cases in all of France.
Exactly. Why all the top scientists that aren't on a drug company payroll say this is a joke? But see, why were they building mass graves before this? Why were they gearing up in the... Go ahead.
Anyway, so he said, what are we going to start counting the number of people who have diarrhea now? So he thinks we really need to calm down. At the same time, it's the WHO, the organization that is putting out all this fear-mongering information. So I've been thinking about it in terms of like a chess game. You know, we've got our players, they've got their players. And it's really a... It could be dangerous, but at the same time, it's going to be a waste of energy for us to be upset. What we have to do is to continue our fight in the political arena with all these terrible laws, and at the same time, take care of our own health. And we don't.
Well, ma'am, let me just say this, and I'll hold you over if need be. You're very articulate, and we like having that occasionally. The issue here is. People seem to confuse. I'm not even saying this is real or a threat. I'm saying it's a fraud and a hoax. Why then all the mass graves, the martial law preparations that I told people about months ago, it's now mainstream news. Why level six? Why are they ordering hundreds of millions of dosages in the U.S. alone and in Europe? Why they're acting like this is the big one? So I'm saying the attack profile, the constellation of activities from government and media I'm seeing tells me we better pay attention and we better worry about not the flu, but what's in those inoculations.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's the vaccinations that are going to be the dangerous
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you on the other side. In fact, I'm going to just sit down, shut up, give each caller 1 minute, including you, a minute more. Cheryl in France, then we'll talk to Chuck, Teresa, Ruth, David, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Stay with us. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time, I got a live radio show. Come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., abbreviated transmission. And I'm sorry, I'm not talking about the big political distraction, the big political diversion of the Harvard professor arrested at his house. You know I have documented the Constitution's under attack. Many police forces are arrogant and out of control. But I know a lot of white guys. In fact, I know one of them this week that got arrested similarly in Round Rock, smarting off to cops, asking questions to him in his front yard. I know somebody else got arrested, smart mouthing a cop just a little bit at a traffic stop. And they just arrest you now, folks. They just taser you now if you look at them crosswise. And it's this huge distraction now, and it energizes racial divisions. Last night I watched Bill Maher on HBO while I was running on the treadmill, got home at 11 p.m., you know, short Saturday work day, went in there and hit it for about an hour, and just watched that little bastard. I could do an entire show just on the way he twisted and reaffirmed the left-right paradigm and hyped up race in the name of fighting racism. They want us all fighting with each other while the bankers rule over us. And so that's why they love this issue with the cops and the black professor. I think the cops were spoiled brats, and I think the guy was a spoiled brat who all had chips on their shoulders. The cops were going to let him know they were the boss, and he was going to let them know that he thought they were racist. Now, a racist neighbor may have called because they saw a black guy going in a house, and I have no doubt that the crime of driving while black is a serious problem because I've seen it, you know, for myself, even growing up in Dallas. But people call the cops on people they don't recognize everywhere now. It's a tattletale society. Look, side issue, we got a medical doctor on the line wants to talk about stuff, and Cheryl in France finishing up first. Cheryl, finish up your point.
Okay, my point is that we have to stay focused. I have a friend who was in the Iraq war, and he was a paramedic, and the doctor said, don't waste your time with those people. If just keep helping and working, and I'll tell you when to stop.
Triage.
Then there's no more hope. So we have to have a plan of action. We have to convince everyone we know not to take the vaccination. And if somebody doesn't want to hear it, they don't want to know about it, we can't waste our time with them. We just have to move on and convince others. And we have to also have a line of defense, and that's our own health. We have to keep our own health up. So that means our rest, eating properly, healthy food, water, having a water system, not drinking the water that comes out of the tap, especially when people are going to be sick. You know, that goes recycles through the city water system. So we have to have, at the same time, our health kept up and our line of action. And maybe we will see terrible things, but we can't freak out. We've got to stay focused.
I hear you, and God bless you. You made some great points. It's just, as a father, as a radio broadcaster, I think one reason I have success is I'm real. And a lot of times I fundamentally get upset and just rage against the machine. I just want to throw my weight against it. It's so obvious. It's so ridiculous. I used the analogy earlier of being in a car, and you're not driving. Somebody else is driving, and you're going 120 miles an hour through windy roads, and you just know they're going to slide off the road. You just know they're going to wreck. And then you feel the car start sliding, and you know you're going to wreck, and you look at the idiot, and they're laughing. And then it's like Groundhog Day. It just happens over and over and over again. And my God, in 76, it was the swine flu vaccine that killed the people. In fact, I'm going to play a little clip of that in a moment. Right now, let's go to David in Texas. David, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. We've had two cases of swine flu documented by Culture in our office, and these people were both not seriously ill. They felt bad for a day, had a terrible cough, had a headache, had some fever. By the time they got to see me, they were really in pretty good shape, and a lot of people wouldn't have even suspicioned that they had flu. We checked them for flu. They had that. We sent the cultures off to the state lab, and sure enough, they had the swine flu. No harm, no foul with this disease. In order for thousands or hundreds of thousands of people to be seriously affected, it's going to have to mutate. It's going to have to change. My guess, though, is that it's not going to do that, but that the real problem, as you suspicion, is going to be with the vaccine itself and the dangers that will be from that. I was in medical school in the 70s when they were passing these things out, and it was all the discussion about should we or should we not take that. Most of my friends did not take the swine flu vaccine because they were afraid to take it. Now we see that the health department, the federal health department, has given blanket immunity to the vaccine manufacturers so that they're completely immune from any consequences of the swine flu vaccine when it comes out. So they've dodged thousands of claims that are inevitably going to come as a result of harmful effects from this vaccine.
Yeah, when the federal government comes out and starts mandating it, then the vaccine damage fund kicks in, as you know. And so you're saying, as a medical doctor, though, you've seen two cases in your office that it's a mild flu. That's what all the other doctor reports say. I've talked to people at high levels in the state I was given a secret document that we were really going to level six back in April. People laughed at me. They wouldn't even call the numbers on the secret document. It was a real document. That's now confirmed that we were under level six. We know that the swine flu killed thousands of people, the swine flu vaccine in 76. I'm asking you as a medical doctor, looking at all these pieces, and back in March, I had the emergency managers on and reporters on, and I have an FBI source and a federal marshal source saying, look for some flu hype coming up in the fall. So I started getting on air. Then they pre-hyped it in April, kind of priming the pump. Clearly, this is organized and engineered as a hoax. The question is there teeth to this, or is there some mutagen that's going to be in the vaccine? I don't know, but looking at it, it's really freaking me out. What do you say to that?
I think that you have to look to the deeper reasons of why all of the hype, why the panic, and it could well be used for multiple reasons. It could just be money. It could just be funneling billions of dollars to vaccine manufacturers. But I think they're just willing, they're willing participants in this because of the money. And the real deeper reason is for control. And I think if you can have people who end up getting sick from the vaccine, you can say, well, gosh, it mutated on us, and we did our very best, and we're sorry that you got sick from the vaccine, but we really try to do that better next time. And maybe what we really need to have is we need to have universal health care, because we could have acted faster and more
deliberately
if that happened.
Exactly. And this is what I said in March 5th show, that there – at the very time that this is going to be breaking out, and they almost shut the country down for just a few deaths. Imagine the real flu season going on, and Austin had emergency tents and army running around. The banking bill, the water bill, the gun grab bill, the socialized health care bill, the hate bills. All of this is going to be happening right when this is going on, and we have just got to expose this, speak out against it, big time, or they're going to get away with it. And either way, if it's just hype to sell vaccines and further federalize things and train us to go under UN control because that's who's running all this, that's bad enough, but that's the lesser of two evils. If it is some real bio attack these guys are engineering, we're in deep trouble, because listen, they're running around getting everybody ready in every county and city for mass graves and checkpoints and locking down cities and forced inoculations. And that's my question to you, Doc, in closing, and we'll go to more calls. They're announcing that they have implemented level six, that the executive order signed by Bush, reauthorized by Obama, it's in the 13,000 series. In fact, I want to pull that. Guys, Google swine flu quarantine executive order, CBS News, because I want to put that on screen, and it's 13,300 and something. But my question to you, sir, is that they're saying they're going to try to forcibly inoculate. But in 2002, 2003, they tried to force all medical workers and police to take it, and you guys said no resoundingly. So how will this get off the ground if the medical workers won't take it?
Well, I think what's going to happen is it's not going to be medical workers giving it. They're going to give it at the stadiums. They're going to give it at the civic centers. And they're going to have non-professional people giving these vaccines. We have pharmacists giving vaccines all the time in this city. They're going to find plenty of people willing to give the vaccine. And my prediction is people...
Stay there. I want to hear your prediction when we come back in 3 minutes. Stay there, David. Why I'm so very, very upset. The globalists are making their move. They're in hundreds of newspapers announcing world government, you'll pay your carbon taxes to offshore banks, Time Magazine, Newsweek, New York Times, all telling you how great it is. Everything we've been fighting for decades is now right out in the open happening. The socialized health care, the open borders, the anti-gun bills. The House and Senate, now it's in conference, have passed a bill saying no more free speech in America. They'll arrest you for what you say, even if it isn't calling for violence, if the government decides to. I mean, it's all really happening. And so these are people that have been caught staging terror attacks before. This is a very corrupt group. And when they start building mass graves, building FEMA camps, federalizing local police, getting the military ready for martial law, having Homeland Security announce regular armies going to patrol America. This has all been announced. And then I get law enforcement, high-level sources saying, we don't know exactly what's coming, but it has to do with flu. And they say they're really going to drop the hammer. And then later, all that comes out. Exactly what my sources told me. It's all up on Infowars.com in the story written by Kurt Nimmo, because Kurt Nimmo has links to all the mainstream reports where they're throwing it in your face. And they're going to tell people that it's the law to take it. It is not the law to take it. There's no law except an executive order. But there's no regular law to make your kids take flu shots or MMR or anything. Now, they're making their move on every front right now, and they're really gearing up with this flu. So we've been trying to break it down. God knows what it is, but I agree with the doctor. Under Top Off, under NLE09 going on right now with FEMA and 14 foreign governments, Google that for folks if they don't believe me. NLE09, you'll be at FEMA.gov. It's the top link, and it says foreign troops trying to take over America, training to assist. They're just announcing incredible stuff like it's no big deal. It'd be like in the sports pages, just kind of calmly reporting a giant alien spacecraft landed in Central Park and nobody cares. There it is, FEMA.gov. National Level Exercise 09, foreign troops in America, third paragraph. This is real. Now, is this a drill for the big one later? I don't know. But they're moving on every front, and these people are bold. And my gut, the hairs on the back of my neck, says, watch your six, Jones. So going back to David in Texas, says he's a medical doctor, and we'll jam in a few final. I agree with you that under the NLE drills, the top-off drills, they have local volunteers, volunteer police, firemen, FEMA workers, inoculating at sports stadiums. Remember 2 years ago Maryland, they told 2,000 school kids to show up and take shots or they'd be arrested. They were all crying with cops in riot gear, with police dogs barking. And they put it on CNN saying, it's the law, you got to take shots. Another big hoax. I agree that that's what they've been beta testing for. Make your point.
My point would be that we need to keep our eye on the ball, and the ball is fear. They're driving us toward a choke point, and the choke point is the administration of this vaccine. We don't have a serious illness. We don't have a serious outbreak. We don't really have reasons for all these preparations, nor for the 100 million plus vaccines that have already been bought and paid for with tax dollars.
195 million.
There's a total immunity for any problems at all that arise from these vaccines. No one's going to be held responsible. And when bad things happen, it's going to be blamed on a couple of things. It'll be blamed on the fact, well, we didn't get to it soon enough. We didn't have a central organized government that could tell us what to do. And if doctors choose not to give this in large numbers, which they may well do, then they're going to be held accountable for that and blamed for any problems that come up. And it'll just be a further kindling on the fire for universal health care.
All right, David, great job, great points. I totally agree with you. And I've talked to a lot of other medical doctors on and off air that say the same thing. They're all over the news saying the same thing and saying it's clearly manufactured in a lab, not to be deadly, but to scare regular virologists and epidemiologists that are looking at this thing. Folks, this is a psyop. We know that. We know they've been gearing up from beforehand. I just pray they're not really about to launch a bio attack. But swine flu killed a bunch of people in the 60s, in the 70s. They are setting a precedent here, ladies and gentlemen. The swine flu vaccine is what killed people. And it is just so scary. And I really see them hyping it now. I got that sick feeling in my stomach. And here we go into the fall. Let's talk to Chuck in North Carolina. I got to go quick now. Chuck, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, man, we all support you. Real quick, little praise for you. God rises people up through times in history, such as George Washington and others. I'm not trying to compare to them. I know you don't like that. But all I want to let you know, man, is we need you, and I hope you're up to the task. And if you're not, well, we're in trouble. But keep it up, and that's all I got to say.
Chuck, God bless you. Well, I don't want people to take that wrong. It's not that I don't admire Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and all those people. It's just that I have strength through being humble. And I realize In hindsight, I could do a lot better job, and I try to, but I'm just human. And I'm so frustrated. I try to be professional. I try to do the best I can. I try to work as hard as I can. And I don't want people to get caught up in me and then not become George Washington themselves. I mean, if you want to compare me to a prophet, as a lot of folks do, because, you know, everybody's a prophet in their own day. I mean, if you help your neighbor change a tire, you're a prophet of good fortune. You can compare me to somebody like John the Baptist. I'm calling for you to stand up. I'm talking about those that are coming that are going to defeat this new world order. I'm calling for people to rise up and to resist. I'm calling for all of you to be leaders. I'm telling you about people that are coming, and those people are you. Look in the mirror. And so I don't want people to get caught up in Alex Jones, because I can be arrested, I can be set up, I can be killed, and then we'll lose steam and momentum. But if it's about an idea of liberty and freedom, ideas are bulletproof. Let's talk to Teresa in North Dakota. Teresa, thanks for holding. Then Ruth. Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, hello. I just want to thank you for everything that you do. And my daughter, right before she got pregnant with her first child, in order to get Medicaid, they told her that she would have to get the Gardasil shot or she wouldn't be eligible to get the Medicaid.
Total lies. Total lies.
And she don't want to listen. She had her daughter, my granddaughter, vaccinated. And I told her she shouldn't do it. Well, now she has this immune deficiency disorder now because of the vaccines.
Yeah. It's definitely a bioweapon. See, we've gotten further down the line, ma'am. And so they're now soft kill testing weapons where openly people are dying. They're openly getting AIDS type diseases. They're openly being sterilized and no one's getting in trouble. And Merck has federal protection because a governor said it was mandatory. So that kicked in. And in fact, for people, Google Gardasil deaths. And we'll show them on screen, ABC, NBC. And they open, and these women still take their daughters out and get it. So excuse me, your granddaughter now has an autoimmune disease?
Correct.
And are the bastard clinic that made $900, that's why they lied and said take it, are those eugenicists? Well, they're just local pimps wanting money.
Now I'm begging her not to give the daughter the flu shot. And she says, well, you know, I don't want her to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to get sick. But I keep telling her the people that take the shot are the ones that are going to get sick. And she does not want to believe
those that tried to keep their lives lost it. Those that tried to give up their lives won them. Now, that's what the Gardasil does. If it doesn't kill you, it gives you an autoimmune disorder. This is just unbelievable.
Right. And in the state that I live in, last flu season when they had the flu shot, because to make it more convenient, they actually had drive-through shot places where you can not even have to get out of your car, where you can drive through, roll up your sleeves, mm-hmm. and give you a shot right in your car.
Oh, yeah, ma'am, people psychologically now are going and getting regular flu shots from last year's flu, totally worthless, just to feel good, and Walmart and others are doing forced inoculation drills. That's admitted, but I mean, does your daughter understand you can print off 100 mainstream articles where the Gardasil shot gives women autoimmune diseases?
She goes in one ear and right out the other.
And the clinic doesn't care. They got their $900 cash.
Right. And now, you know, my granddaughter's not even two years old yet.
Hold on. Does she have red bloody spots all over? Because that's normally how it manifests?
She got really sick and got a really high fever and got that rash, yes.
Oh, hell, they hit her hard.
And they found out that she's got this, it's called like PMDD or PIDD or something like that. But now she's got this, it's an immune deficiency, and she's going to have it for the rest of her life.
Well, ma'am, have you read Holdren's book, The White House Science Czar, about how they want to sterilize your daughter, your granddaughter? It's free on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have it scanned in. You need to read how they did this. You need to know who your enemy is. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the middle of a hardcore science fiction nightmare. I didn't even get to all your calls. You can Google Gardasil deaths, Gardasil autoimmune. I've had the women in studio. Blood starts pouring out. And again, they're just hitting us and hitting us hard. Great job, crew. God bless you.